Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
You may not know it, but the satellites passing above us as we speak are at risk from attack. Not from aliens, but from countries here on Earth. And this could crash the navigation and communication systems we all use and spark off a conflict between superpowers. A major UN conference on outer space security is taking place to try to prevent any of these things happening. Sarah Erickson is a research assistant at Space Security and Weapons of Mass Destruction programs at the UN Institute for Disarmament Research, who are hosting the conference, and Sarah is with me now. You're very welcome, Sarah. Outer space security, it does sound a little bit like something from science fiction. Will you explain it to us?
Hi, of course. Thank you for having me, Claire. So when we talk about space security, I agree it does sound something like science fiction, but in the context, especially of the UN, what we're concerned with is that relationship among space systems and space activity and the maintenance of international peace, security and disarmament, including trying to prevent an arms race in outer space.
Mm-hmm. And what do different states think of as a threat in space?
Right. So there are many different threat perceptions, but I'll highlight one of the most pressing perception that states have shared. So what we have is something that's called anti-satellite tests. And so, for example, a few countries have developed and tested these destructive anti-satellite capabilities, meaning that they have destroyed their own satellites either through ballistic missile technology launched from Earth or through interception in orbit. And so in addition to that action itself being something that is threatening, this is also particularly concerning because of the debris that it causes. So these destructive anti-satellite tests, they create debris clouds that pose even further danger to space systems. Mm-hmm. And because even small fractals of debris in space can incapacitate, you know, or cause great damage to another satellite. This is something that states have been bringing up consistently within the UN.
Is this concept of trying to police outer space hugely controversial, or is that where we're eventually going?
It's not controversial in nature, as we have had the concept for decades. States have been working towards, you know, solutions on this really since the beginning of the space race. We think the Outer Space Treaty, which came into fruition in 1967, The issue is more of that our governance mechanisms have been outdated by the pace of technology, and now states are not always on the same page of what is the most pressing threats or really on how to tackle them and how to make some new form of either treaties or non-legally binding types of instruments that we can all agree on as the best way forward. So states are generally in agreement that we want to protect our space systems. We want to keep space secure so that we future generations always have access. It's a matter of how do we best do that? And that's really where we see, you know, more of the conflict and the disagreement happening.
And clearly from what you've told us, some states feel very vulnerable. Their assets in space feel very vulnerable to them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of states are especially realizing how dependent critical infrastructure on Earth for civilian and military activity is and how much it depends on space, and even for emerging space actors. You know, it's easy for us to think of the main superpowers as being, you know, the spacefaring nations, but a lot of states are emerging space powers as well. And for them, they have a lot of vulnerability when they have one to a few satellites versus a larger number. So they're also starting to really appreciate how important it is to keep space secure and enable and ensure that access for us for the future.
And again, looking at what's happening now, are there actual weapons platforms in space currently?
So if we think about those kind of more science fiction scenarios of high-powered lasers that target Earth, then no, we're not quite worried about those things yet. But overall, it is a trickier question because the nature of space, when we think about the nature of space, we have a dilemma that's known as dual use and dual purpose. So even if objects that are placed in space that have no pre-stated purpose of being a weapon at all, like your regular communication satellites, for example, they can be repurposed to destroy another satellite in orbit through the deliberate collision. So those are the kind of concerns that we are worried about. And as I had said earlier, some of those anti-satellite capabilities, so whether they're of the destructive nature of actually destroying them, or whether it's interfering with the satellite's communications or interfering with the satellite's normal operability.
And when we look at potential conflict, what is most at risk? Are we talking about the International Space Station? Are we talking about our navigation systems? What should we be most concerned about?
So for risks, it is a case that satellites and those other space objects like the International Space Station you mentioned are at high risk. And of course, our astronauts as well would be in direct danger of conflict possibly breaking out. But we do have all of those reverberating effects that would affect our entire globe. So as you had mentioned, navigation, communication, internet connectivity, those types of critical services are highly dependent on space. So those types of reverberating effects would affect our civilization if conflict were to break out in space, or if our space systems were in jeopardy or damaged.
And right now here on Earth, we have geopolitical tensions at a high point. If we look at what's happening with Russia, we have China as well, and often eyes are on China trying to work out what it might do next. Does that mean that the potential for this happening is greater now in the eyes of the UN?
So we are absolutely concerned that higher geopolitical tensions increase the risk. And we also are concerned that conflicts that are happening here on Earth could extend and proliferate into space. And absolutely, as you had mentioned, some of these active armed conflicts that are taking place right now, there has been, some consequences, and space has been a factor that has played into these conflicts and are changing the way in which we think about threat perceptions and we think about, conflict escalations. So we are worried about this, and we do see that ultimately cooperation on solutions at the international level suffer and are weakened when these tensions are heightened and stronger.
And given, Sarah, that you're talking to an Irish audience today, what is it that a small country like Ireland can do in this regard?
Yeah, so I mean, excellent question. Ireland actually is as part of the European Union. So member states to the European Union recently made the political commitment not to conduct destructive direct anti-satellite tests. So this is a really important step forward because it establishes, global norms and expectations for what is safe and welcome space activity. And it's also especially important in the context of Ireland because, it's that middle power country that may not have its own standalone space program, it still has the opportunity to be the trailblazer and help shape discussions in the future. And ultimately, I do think that awareness building overall on how integrated and crucial space systems are for us may be the most important, because that awareness building is able to gather more political support and will, which translates into more constructive and effective participation in multilateral fora, on these discussions.
Sarah, thank you very much for your time. Really interesting to talk to you. Sarah Erickson there from the UN Institute for Disarmament Research.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.